It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Your bra back on. All right, it's Friday and I should button up. Too much skin. Let's welcome tonight's guests. He wrote Up in the Air and now he's in our chair. Novelist and literary critic Walter Kerr. He used to write for Rolling Stone, but everyone deserves a second chance. Editor in chief of Racket News, Matt Taibbi. She's an independent voter, and she knows Kurt Loder, host of Kennedy Saves the World podcast, Kennedy. And the only thing bigger than his body is his brain. New York Times bestselling author, comedian, and former NWA World Champion, Tyrus.
Turn the page, lady. Get on with your life. Move on.
Hillary wants the re-education camps to convene, all because she lost in 2016. Yeah, Hillary recently told CNN that Trump supporters need to undergo a formal deprogramming to get out of the cult. So at the risk of turning into a stone, watch.
So many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, you know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
And how? Something needs to happen. I have to say, it's weird. All right, control yourself. She's not really here. But it's weird to see Hillary without an exorcist present. Usually when Hillary speaks from the heart like this, people hold up a cross and splash her with holy water. But really, she's not happy unless she's tearing a country apart. Just ask Libya. They have slavery now. She did something no one could ever do, make them miss Gaddafi. But don't let any of this bother you. After all, she's a Clinton. It's not like she kills people. Just ask this guy. Anyway. So, Matt, it's like she doesn't learn. Like, what do you think about this? Is this just like, just she's still bitter or she's just losing?
Well, it's funny because they described, I remember when she gave the basket of deplorables comment, initially they called that an unforced error, a political unforced error, but then later everybody endorsed it.
Yeah.
And today, I mean, she's either off her meds or... The thing that worries me is that she paused like it was an off-the-cuff comment, which means it's definitely rehearsed. Mm-hmm. And that term, formal deprogramming, what do you think the chances are that that's ad-libbed? That has to be a term
right.
That is popping around in a memo somewhere in the DOD or something like that. And that's what really scared me about that video.
And when you hear about the targeting of people, the FBI, that might be the next step. In this process.
Absolutely. I mean, that's part of what we were looking at in the Twitter files was this algorithmic targeting of different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to do that. We've been giving the government tools to detain, identify, isolate people since 9/11. And now if they want to start opening up the railways to do this kind of thing, they have all the tools to do it.
See, that was another thing that I ended up being wrong at because I was okay with that stuff after 9/11. And then people were going, but it could be used on you. And I go, it'll never be used on me. I'm just a white guy. And then it was used on me. Kennedy, I have a theory that when nobody likes you, popular people always seem like they have a cult. It's like, what does he have? It must be a cult.
Yes.
Nobody likes me like that.
That's like in Hollywood. If you're a male with big box office numbers, it's like, gay.
Yeah.
But I've always known that...
That is true, though.
That's what people started saying about you when you shot to the top of the ratings.
Just because I live with my personal trainer, Hans, has nothing to do with my sexuality.
Who's also a Broadway understudy.
Yes, yes.
Very soft hands. I've always known she was a horrible person. I've always known she was an authoritarian with not a great regard for human life. I didn't know that she spanks the clam to Kim Jong-un videos and memos. I mean, this is a woman who is so deeply aroused by Uyghur camps.
That is an actual political term.
Thank you.
It's a political term.
Where, Little Mermaid?
It's true.
No, it's true. They both share the same pantsuit and the same ideas.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And you know, her deep connection to that, thank God she was never president.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Tyrus, is this... Are you okay?
Ooh, I am never going to get that out of my head again.
Just yeah.
Seeing her watching Kim Jong-un spanking the clam, I just... Oh, you sure not an artist? Because you paint a picture. Like, wow.
All I know is I'm really hungry for seafood. You know, is this another example of this hunting variable that we're seeing, and now she's just saying it out loud, going after people?
No, this is why you never have anyone, if anyone wants to write a book about you or do a movie about you, you never have them ask your ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you lost.
Yeah.
She's bitter. And he makes a great point because I heard the same thing. I heard concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
I heard, we're going to start arresting anyone who identifies as a MAGA person, which is half the country, apparently. So we're going to have to re-educate them. Well, that's, how do you re-educate somebody?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the scary part because... They got January 6th, and I think everybody involved in January 6th is in jail or is about to be in jail. Even if you thought about January 6th on January 7th, you got a ticket. So with the exception of that, the marching orders that Trump is handing out to MAGA, is it be quiet, go to work, and vote? I mean, is that... What are they doing? They're not burning down Minnesota. They're not... forming groups and looting. Like, what are the MAGA doing exactly to where we need to pay attention to them? Because I don't see it. I don't see the protests.
Mm-hmm.
They're not standing out in front of a Supreme Court justice house when it doesn't go their way. They're not invading different city council halls when things don't go their way. So what MAGAs, what are they doing exactly besides every time you speak going, man, I'm so glad I did not vote for her. Who she should be mad at is women who didn't vote for her, and independents that didn't vote for her, or Democrats that decided to stay home instead of vote for her. That's who she should be mad at.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to paint this narrative that MAGA's out doing all this stuff. The closest thing we had to MAGA actually doing something was Juicy Smollett, and we know how that turned out.
Yes. Walter... I want you to take her defense. Is that possible?
Well, it is. I think all of you should be in camps.
I love camp.
See, I've been thinking, what can you do to avoid being picked up by the Clinton Gestapo?
Mm-hmm.
And I think unless you're actually at Rob Reiner's house, drinking a matcha latte through a mask, you're probably in danger.
Right.
Because they don't want empty camps.
Mm-hmm.
And except for Matt here, who only votes for Jill Stein, whether or not she's on the ballot, we're all going to see each other there. So let's make a pact now that if anybody doesn't check in after 48 hours, we'll fly to the Nevada desert and try to liberate each other. Okay?
That's a plan.
I like that.
Although I'm pretty lazy.
The thing is, what does formal deprogramming mean,
too?
Does that mean they're going to be wearing black tie when they clip the jumper cables to your scrotum?
Ugh. That's an image.
Yeah.
I'm staying with Spank the Clam.
Yeah. All right. Up next, a leader lends no validity to gender stupidity.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
It's coming your way. Hey, hey, it's video of the day.
Today's video of the day comes to us from jolly old England, where the Conservative Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, I hope I said that correctly, but really I don't care because he doesn't watch. He said what we all know to be true here, but rarely said by our own cowardly leaders. Watch this.
It also shouldn't be controversial for parents to know what their children are being taught in school about relationships. Patients should know when hospitals are talking about men or women. And we shouldn't get bullied into believing that people can be any sex they want to be. They can't. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. That's just common sense.
Ugh, common sense. Oh, you make me sick. Stop it. You people, if he keeps talking logic like this, he'll never get to coach a women's swim team. Kennedy, you know that Joe Biden saw that clip and asked which 7-Eleven that guy managed.
Oh, that is just racist.
Well, Rita,
that's institutional racism. Our president needs a formal deprogramming camp, clearly.
I know.
This is a bold move from a world leader. This is something that you would hear from someone like Marine Le Pen, who will never be, you know, president of a country. But this is our greatest ally, and it puts him squarely at odds with progressive Democrats who are running the Democrat Party, who, you know, other than the House, have the political majority in this country. So it just makes you wonder, how are they going to respond? Because obviously a lot of people feel this way, but we've gotten so wrapped up in the distraction of gender politics in this country. There are a lot of parents who are like, can we just hit the reset button? Mm-hmm. Like, we want to be sensitive. We want to be tolerant. We want to respect other people's boundaries. But they are stretching the boundaries so far, at some point it becomes a little unhealthy. So I'm wondering if the way he's talking now will be reflected by our president. But I don't have a lot of faith in that. So that means that we're going to have to cancel the UK.
No. Good. It's about time. You know, Walter, I think he said it because England, they have a bigger problem because the boys and girls tend to look alike. Do you notice that? Like, even Mick Jagger looks like an elderly, you know, Upper East Side woman. Do you ever notice that? A lot of scarves, very wrinkly, probably has a tiny little dog.
And then there was Eddie Izzard or whatever.
Yeah, Eddie Izzard.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Listen, he can, I think this is a trap. If you go on his Twitter account and you like this comment, you're first to the camps.
Mm.
He can say whatever he wants over in England, but over in America, it's a little bit more dangerous, okay? So I think it's best for Americans not to have beliefs about gender at all. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's good for us to have beliefs anymore, in fact.
Right.
If someone tells you it's raining, you say, I'll check with the White House and find out if... if that's true. I try not to have beliefs, and I recommend that others don't.
Yeah, you know, it's true, though. If there's no real, like, scientific truth, you can't have a belief, Tyrus. You actually tipped me off on this yesterday.
So, yeah, that's why everyone was on TV, like, why is he so pro-England? You know, God save the Queen, because apparently...
Or don't.
No, because apparently over there you can speak your mind.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. You know what? I want to go to the camp, because it looks like it's going to be the greatest people there. So... And chances are they're going to have equity hires running the camp so we can leave whenever we want.
And don't forget the weight loss. I mean, easy weight loss.
We're going to get chubby on elk and slow people trying to keep us in the camp. Like, it's going to be great. But he said it, and I was like, finally, someone comes out and say, because before the pandemic, we were a reasonably intelligent country.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonably. We still had our issues. But then, you know, they said, well, COVID killed so many people. I think we need to look to see how many brain cells it killed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we're dumb as now. Like, no one knows what a woman is. Like, it's ridiculous. And if you say, actually, I do, you get sent away to camp. Like, it's just... So I think this is a big step. he's not saying it because he just walked out there. To his point earlier about when Hillary made comments that they weren't off the cuff, this wasn't off the cuff. They had a meeting. Mm-hmm. They said, enough of this shit. Someone's got to do something, and let's finish it and have tea. And they did it, and hopefully, because Biden's not going to know what he's talking about anyways.
Yeah.
So hopefully, somewhere, maybe on the Republican side, they'll start coming out and saying, I agree.
Yeah.
Start building. Start, it takes it to get things back to whatever normal is in terms of where you can speak your mind and with and believe in truth and science again, then we're, America's a better place. But right now, when everything's just feelings, it's complete, it's chaos, because feelings are chaos.
They will send you to a camp, a theater camp. Yes. Matt, do you agree that maybe COVID was has something to do with this? That kids and people were just spending too much time on their own and came up with this crap?
With the gender craziness?
I would say the amorphous gender identity craze.
I mean, it's certainly, some of it is certainly connected to being too online and spending too much time, you know, by yourself and, you know, reading things and wondering about your identity. Yeah, I'm sure some of that is connected to that. But, you know, I had a similar reaction to Walter, which is that this is a trap. I mean, after so many years of the kind of modern anti-disinformation age, you've gotten into the habit of just reflexively scrolling past anything that's dangerous, and that you don't want people to know that you're looking at it,
that you
liked it, that you clicked on it, because you're going to be on a list somewhere if you do that. And that's
so funny, because like when you used to like something, it's a little heart, and I would just like it because I wanted to do it on the show. It didn't mean that I liked it, but I would heart it, and I go, now I'm in trouble. You know, I won't say what I liked. Because then I'll get fired. Okay, coming up, we're never stale answering viewer mail. We are out of time. Thanks to Walter Kern, Matt Taibbi, Kennedy Tyrus, our studio audience, Fox News, Evan, Dreamy, Chase Gallagher, next time, Greg Edmonds, I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.